I love the weekends because I get to talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And today I want to discuss the three biggest issues that I see in my male patients, particularly the older ones. Now, I don't want to make this about bashing men, because quite frankly, I'm guilty of all of these things as well. It's more so to remind you, male listeners, to not fall into these traps. We'll be talking about that today on the Roger Farm D Show. Don't forget to check out RogerFarmD.com to get to know me and to suggest more topics for the show. When I say issues, I mean mistakes that I notice that will definitely keep these patients from fully taking control of their health. Starting with number one, male patients operate solo, as in their islands, as in their loners, all sorts of synonyms to describe that. But the point is, they operate alone. You don't have to look very far to see evidence of this. Just go to the gym and ignore the younger men who have lifting buddies. Look at the older men. They are almost always alone. Maybe there's a couple of rec teams here and there, but look at the percentage and you'll realize they're mostly solo. If you look at the female counterparts, so the female gym goers at around the same age, that's a different story. They are in groups, in cliques, in spin classes, yoga classes, all sorts of classes. And that's a huge advantage. The tendency to pair up or group up means that you'll have the support structure for each other when you feel unmotivated, when you feel lost in your journey to lead a healthier life. You have each other to turn to, or even some friendly competition to make sure that you're progressing all the time. Older men generally don't like to do that. I see that at the clinic, I see that in the pharmacy as well. There's a lot more female patients coming in with their girlfriends to pick up their meds. And they're almost always discussing about their meds. They're talking about their blood pressure. They're talking about what they're eating, how they're eating, all sorts of things. Men come in one by one. They're alone all the time. At most, they're with their wives or girlfriends. And when I ask these male patients if there's any issues they want to talk about, any questions about their meds, a lot of them just automatically say no, even though I know that there are some things that they want clarified. And that leads me to point number two. Men just don't like to seek help. I notice this a lot, even in myself. I'm almost hesitant to make a trip to any sort of doctor, get my blood tested, all those things. And it's, I don't know, it's just a mentality that I find that most men have, of just dealing it with themselves. I'll take care of it, is what I tell myself. Or I'll have it checked out tomorrow. And we all know that tomorrow just never comes. This is something that I saw in the patient that I mentioned last episode. For those of you who didn't listen to it, it was about a dementia patient refusing to seek help and was reluctantly dragged into the clinic by his wife. In a lot of ways, that patient was what inspired this episode. I saw a lot of these same flaws in this patient and in myself. We don't like to seek help. In a lot of ways, it makes us feel almost inferior. To a lot of these older men, they were once healthy and strong younger men, younger versions of themselves. And to look back and see the decline, you a lot of times just don't want to acknowledge it. You want to deny it. And a way to deny the reality that you are getting older is to not get yourself checked out, because no one's going to tell you that you're sick. You can tell yourself that you're still healthy, even though you're showing a lot of signs and symptoms that you are not doing as well. There's no official diagnosis because you're not going to the doctors. So for those of you listening who have a tendency to do that, don't, because a lot of these diseases can be reversed if you catch them early. Don't neglect going to the doctors. Don't refuse. Make sure you're vigilant. Point number three, we are dishonest. And that is also something I saw in that patient. When I asked them how they're doing, you know, they're already here at the pharmacy, at the clinic. They are not honest about their own health. This falls in line with the first two points. They have the mentality of dealing it with themselves. Therefore, they don't want your help. They're not going to tell you what their issues. And as a healthcare professional, we have to acknowledge that. We have to know that. We have to take this information with a grain of salt. Go with what you see and not with what they say. And if you're a patient, just be honest, please. It makes the whole process way smoother, and it does no one any good by you lying to yourself and to the person trying to help you. So to turn this gambit of issues into things to improve on, something negative to positive to something constructive, the men in the house, make sure you first operate in a pack. Find yourself a group, at least pair up. Make sure you have the proper support structure around you. Number two, seek help when you need it. It's very important that you get a regular checkup. Make sure you get your blood tested. And number three, when you get that checkup, make sure you are thorough and make sure you're honest about your issues. And that's it. Thank you for tuning in on today's episode of the Roger PharmD Show. Tune in tomorrow for more.